film time. And I'm going to start with a film by the name of First Girl I Loved.
Okay,
yes, you can kind of imagine where this story is going. It is a queer film from a writer-director Karim Sanger. And starring sort of fairly unknown. So I have seen the faces. I could place the faces, but I didn't know exactly where they've come from. But I think they've appeared sort of a bit in TV, a bit in sort of smaller films as well. But we've got Dylan Galula and Brianna Hildebrand. But this is a kind of a nice film. I missed out on the actual screening, so I had to watch this at home. It was a nice film to watch in the at home as well. Yeah. One of those films that is just a nicely told story, told well, really. And it's actually done quite well on the sort of festival circuit.
Okay.
So it's finally made its way here. It's playing at Cinema Nova at the moment, but I think it might be being rolled out in other cinemas in the coming weeks as well. But
so worth
definitely
seeing?
Check it there. Yeah, it's a three-and-a-half-star film.
Okay, very good.
Another one of these coming-out stories, which is fine.
It's fine. I mean, look, and there are so many variations to them, aren't there?
There are. So, this one's got a little bit of something, a bit of extra oomph to it.
Okay.
And it is a lesbian drama. But I really enjoyed it, and the performances are really strong. They do anchor the film.
Yep.
So, yeah, I can't fault it too much, but it probably just didn't have enough new things to say.
Okay.
But what it did say, it said very well, if that makes any sense. But now to another a bit more controversial film. It's called Una, and it is starring our own Ben Mendelsohn, but also Rooney Mara, who has quite the career now, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. She's done plenty of sort of indie films over the last, say, 5 years or so. And so this is another kind of showcase for her quieter, sort of reflective kind of character. You know, she played, she was in Lion as well recently with Dev Patel. And this one is obviously a bit more, it's a drama, but it goes into a lot of darker areas as well. So, and it's actually an American British Canadian production based on the play Blackbird by David Harawa, and he's actually written the script as well. And that does come across sometimes in a good way, sometimes in a bad way. It does feel a little bit stagey.
Okay.
There are sort of minimal sets.
And does that enhance the storytelling in the movie or not?
Well, that's it's a double-edged sword there because in some ways it does punctuate the drama and kind of makes these scenes a lot more powerful than they might have been in a completely free-flowing kind of film. Not to say that the film is completely static either. It does kind of balance it fairly well, especially towards the end of the film. There's a bit more action and a couple more locations as well. But it is kind of this kind of to and fro between the two characters of, Rooney's character and Ben's character. Yep. They're playing off. And I don't want to give too much away, but it is a difficult subject matter.
Yep.
And so maybe watch the trailer before you get into it because there's definitely some trigger content in there. But it's generally handled in quite a sympathetic way and quite a balanced way. There were a couple of problematic little bits that I had with it, but overall it is a well-made film. Okay. It's well-produced, beautifully shot, and the locations do, I quite like them. So one of the main settings is like a factory, and it's used in very interesting ways of different parts of the factory and different situations where these characters are kind of forced to talk to each other and sort of pull back the layers of the past and try and get to something nitty gritty. So there is a lot to be said in this film, but it's a 3.5-star film as well. It's not quite there, especially the ending really let me down. But if anyone else has seen it, I'd love to hear your feedback about the ending because they might have a different slant on it to me. But I didn't think it was powerful enough for the power of the subject matter itself. I thought it dropped the ball just a little bit at the end.
Okay, so it could have gone a little bit
I think
more,
it could have gone a bit more. Further. Okay, yeah, sure. And given a bit more closure maybe to the characters, but maybe that's what they were going for at the same time. So that was director Benedict Andrews in a film called Una, changed from the name Blackbird of the play. So, and now I'm going to... I've used that film because that was a bit of a, you know, it's a darker drama.
Yep.
And I'm going to finish with a beautiful film by the name of Keddie.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen this one. Yeah. I did preview it a little bit last week. It's a Turkish documentary from last year, and it's all about cats living in Istanbul. So, you know, my favourite thing, pretty much, cats. And a place that I really would love to go to, but just probably not a great time to travel to it in this political climate that they're dealing with at the moment over there. But, you know, in the comfort of a reclining chair, this is perfect to watch, and I loved every second of it.
So is this cats, you know, domestic cats,
no,
wild cats?
No, these are all wild cats, they're roaming the streets of Istanbul. Okay. But they pretty much act like domestic cats, but the whole city is their domain, which I kind of love. And they go through each of the characters, so they've all got their own arcs, arcs, and goes into all their quirks and how they relate to the people that they deal with on a daily basis, and most of their day revolves around food, so I can completely relate to that.
It sounds to me very much like one of the YouTube cat videos on mega sort of steroids or something.
Exactly right. And you know, all the hijinks that go along with that as well. So from a production standpoint, I think this would have been a very difficult film to actually shoot.
Yep.
Because you would have to be, it's kind of like a David Attenborough documentary. You'd have to follow these cats and find their story. You know, you couldn't just be randomly taking video of them. You'd have to sort of see, like, where do they go from, you know, in the morning to the midday to at night, where they spend their time, where they sleep, where they have their little kitty families, you know. And that is a really cute aspect of it. There is one cat that has just had a litter, and it's incredible. So if for any feline fans out there, you have to check out Keddie. It's playing, I went and saw it at Acme, but I think it might be, I'm sure it's playing at Cinema Nova as well. But hopefully more places will pick it up. They'd be silly not to.
Yeah, exactly.
So recommend that one. 4 stars for me. Not a perfect film, but very, very well made. And so if you love cats, go see it. If you want a bit of a travelogue, it is a beautiful snapshot of Istanbul, you know, a little slice of Turkey as well. So check it out for that reason as well. And if you like both, then it's a win-win situation.
Definitely worth seeing then, obviously.
It definitely is. You're on Sunday Arts Magazine. It's Joy 94.9. Neil and Brendan with you, taking you through till 5 p.m.